Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show. So I'm going to go around the room real quick and let our guests
or should I say our hosts, they're not the guests because, see, they're family. They're in the refrigerator. They're running around the studio. They're making phone calls and all this type of foolishness. That's what we do. We carry on like luggage on the I Got Something to Say radio show. So I'm going to start back up with our other host, L-E-O, not Leo, but L period E period O. You know, like on Good Times when they were like, crickulator, and all the letters, right? And people still can't say Mississippi, really, yo? But we're going to start with L-E-O. What's going on today? What you got coming up by way of your personal projects? Introduce yourself.
I'm LEO, and that stands for Live Every Day Optimistically, and I do take heed when people just call me Leo. I get offended, but definitely break that up, L.E.Izzo. But, yeah, I've come a long way. If you follow me up on prior shows, I stated my case briefly. But right now what I'm working on is a project entitled Intimate Measures, which is basically – not necessarily, that's a central name, but really I get really intimate, so I get deep in that project. But that'll be talked about, you know, in later shows. But right now I'm prepping for a show this Friday, and what I title that show is Pillow Talk. So I'm just going to break it down for the ladies, an R&B twist. It has a sexy feel to it. This is my third show. With the hour, D Slate. So definitely, you know, big ups to him for allowing me to be here. But that's what Elio's cooking up right now.
All right, that's wonderful. It's the I Got Something to Say show. If you really got something to say. And who's gonna be on the next day? We're gonna talk to E-K-R-C-K. What you got going on? C-K-R-C-K. Stop looking at my posterior. What you got going on, PK?
Right now I'm working on a more personal project. I released two books already, Fire, stands for Freedom, Independent, Revelation, Emancipation, and episodes, Common Sense, Messages, Passages, Reflections, and Thoughts, and all that good shit. So trying to go a little further and deep into my trash can of my personal life and write a little something, so that'll probably be coming out probably about another maybe month or two, who knows. But I'm loving the show. I really am excited about tonight. Got a wonderful panel all beside me, so, you know, I'm learning, I'm watching, and I'm taking everything in. So I look forward to a great show tonight. Beastly, I see you over there. Put the donut down, bro.
I can't help it, man. It's Krispy Kreme. It's Krispy Kreme glaze, brother. It's Krispy Kreme. I can't help that.
It's the I Got Something to Say show. If you really got something to say. If you really got something to say. Who's going to line with us today? We're going to bring back one of the old school cats with the Al. Everybody say hi to Al. Mr. Norfolk in the building.
Al.
I got something to say, show. Introduce yourself.
Hey, Al. It's just Al, Mr. Norfolk, K-Pot. You got to say the whole thing like A Tribe Called Quest. Al, Mr. Norfolk, K-Pot. And I'm just chilling, you know. Photographer extraordinaire, just trying to get my craft right. So, you know, everybody be on the lookout for that. A couple of photog books coming out that I'm working on, a couple of projects that I'm working on, and I'm always for hire. So some weddings, bar mitzvahs, cookouts, birthday reunions, whatever. We get it in. We trying to be there. If you need a photo of it, let me know. I got you.
Wow, it's the I Got Something to Say show. If you really got something to say, if you really got something to say, who's on the line? Who's on the line? X, next up, not C, but D Slate in the building, the founder, the operator. Keep it moving. What you got? What you got to say?
Let me put the Krispy Kreme down. Let me put the Krispy Kreme down. Oh, wait. We home. It's your boy D Slate, no doubt. Big ups to all the peeps that I Got Something to Say show. I'll tell you guys one thing. I work with some incredible people, and some of them are on with us right now on the I Got Something to Say show. The I Got Something to Say show family team right now, some great hosts and co-hosts in the building. So I'm telling you guys right now, make sure you keep tuning in to the I Got Something to Say show every Monday. We're going to have great shows for you guys in the coming weeks and the coming months, so make sure you keep tuning in. As well as the Diablo Show Radio Network, we got great shows, everybody. We got some great shows and great things coming. Tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to be getting it in. Your boy D. Slater is going to be getting it in. We're going to do a great interview with the one and only Mr. Montel Jordan. So I'm going to be talking with him tomorrow afternoon. As well as later in the evening, we have another show. And me and your boy CK is going to be getting it in on a Tuesday spot. And we're going to be getting some poetry in. As well as talking to actress Cherie Johnson is going to be in the building. We all know her from the Family Matters TV show. So we're going to be getting in with her, as well as just give you guys some great music coming Wednesday for the Nod Your Head Wednesday. We got a great show coming up. Celebrity guests to be announced. So make sure you guys keep it locked. As well as this Thursday. For Celebrity Thursday with your boy D. Slate, Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice, and my girl Amber. We're going to be in the building. It's going to be a triple threat that night. It's going to be a triple threat. In the beginning of the show, we're going to be talking to singer and actress Shanice. Everybody knows Shanice. We're going to be talking to Shanice. As well as later in the show, that second part of the show was what I like to call Celebrity Sons. Oh, yeah, I like to call it Celebrity Sons in the second part of the show. We're going to be talking to Al B. Sure's son, Lil B. Sure, as well as L. DeBarge Jr. is going to be in the building, and those brothers are going to be taking over where their fathers left off at, making some music and making great music like their fathers did, and they're following in their footsteps, so I like to call it Celebrity Sons, Celebrity Thursday, which, as well as Miss Shanice is going to be in the building with us. So it's going to be a great show. Make sure you guys definitely check it out.
All right. Well, thank you. So we're in the building with some wonderful, wonderful people. We got L.E.O., we got C.K., we got Mr. Al, Mr. Norfolk himself. And then we also have the executive producer, Mr. D. Slate, and I am the hostess with the mostest, Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic, P-O-E-T-I-K-K, things in the realization that make you tick, you know what I mean? So, ladies and gentlemen, for the first half of the show, we're going to have some interesting facts, some observances, some trending news with things going on in the industry and the world as we know today. And then we're going to get into a music set for the evening. Hopefully by that time, the second half of the show, we will be entertaining our special guest for the evening, Miss Legendary Singer Extraordinaire, Lila James.
She might be in the building right now. So she just might be in the building right now. So I think everybody's probably longing for some great music right now. So
I think we're gonna go ahead
and take a music break because we got some callers on the line. So let's take a music break and see if our extraordinary guest is in the building. And it's the I Got Something to Say show with your girl Miss Fabulous, aka Poetic Justice, and the crew. And we got some hits we're gonna kick off for you guys real quick. We got some Lila James, one of her hits, "A Change Is Gonna Come," and as well as we got some Elliot Nichols in the building. So make sure you guys sit back and relax. And it's the I Got Something to Say show. If you got something to say, then you better let us know at 718-766-4553, 718-766-4553. I got something to say right now. We got music to say. It's Miss Lila James. A Change Is Gonna Come right here on the D Hour Show Radio Network.
Let's go.
I was run by the river in a little tent.
Let's have a one night stand. Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, Latoya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the scenes. It's the I Got Something to Say show. I'm your hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Miss Poetic Justice, but most know me by Miss Fabulous. And I am joined with my other co-host this evening in the building. We have to my right, to my left, L.E.O. We have C.K. We got Al, Mr. Norfolk himself in the building.
What's going on?
The show family. And we have our executive producer in the building, Mr. D. Slate. Today is the 9th, 2012. And as we prepare for our special guest, who may be already in our studios this evening, I just want to go ahead and just put this information out that has been circulating throughout the news, national news, international news, about Usher's stepson, who supposedly is still in critical condition after a jet ski accident. The report states as follows: Usher's 11-year-old stepson is in critical condition after the accident involving a jet ski, according to local news and various resources. Kyle Glover is the son of Usher's ex-wife, Tamika Foster, who was riding in an inner tube with a teenage girl on Atlanta's Lake Lanier when they both reportedly were struck by a man riding a jet ski, according to the Associated Press. Glover was reportedly hit in the head and very unresponsive when emergency personnel arrived on the scene. He was airlifted to an Atlanta hospital, also stated by the Associated Press. As of Saturday, he is still listed in critical condition. Glover's female companion reportedly suffered an arm broken and a laceration on her head and was also airlifted to the hospital. In addition to, despite of Usher and Tamika's continuous custody battle, the couple has apparently put their differences aside in this difficult time. Upon hearing the news, Usher chartered a plane for Tamika, who was out of town during the time of the accident, so she can race and be by her son's side. Lastly, stating that Usher and Tamika wedded in August of 2007. Their divorce was final in November 2009. The couple has two children and whom they are embroiled in a bitter custody battle as they're split. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say no matter their differences or whatever they got going on, this is what being a parent is all about. I'm telling you, prayers will continue to go out for little Kyle. This is a horrendous situation. I could just not even phantom being put in this position. What are your thoughts around the room? Let's start with Ellie.
I just want to say real quick. I think I agree with what Miss Fabulous Poetic just said about about the family, and definitely our prayers and you know, go out to the family and hopefully they can, you know, I know they will, you know, if they definitely get their prayers in to be able to deal with this situation. It's a definitely a tragic situation, and no one wants to see anything happen to children like that. So definitely, hopefully, they'll be able to get through this as a family, you know, together. I definitely want us to talk about that and elaborate that maybe a little later in the show to see what everybody thinks about what we were talking about. That that's definitely going to be one of the discussions on the I Got Something to Say show, hosted by your hostess with the mostest, Miss Fabulous. Right now, I think our guest is in the building, ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen. Yes, I think our guest is in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
So it's my pleasure, because I know Lila is definitely one of Miss Fabulous' favorite artists, so I know she's psyched about that. But right now, let me give you guys a little information, you know, before I bring her on. Let me give you guys a little information about who we're talking about. As one of the preeminent soul singers of her generation, Lila James has thrilled audiences around the world with her high-energy performances, which deliver her highly personal take on classic soul music. Few of Lila's fans know that her last name is not really James, and many have thought that she was the granddaughter of Edison. The fact is that she adopted the performing name as a new artist because since the time she was little, older folks have told her that she sounded like Etta James. Lila's sound, along with her wild passion and Let It All Hang performances on stage, have further sparked comparison to Etta over the top style. Unlike many of her current R&B singers on the scene, Lila is one of a small handful of an original sound and vocal style. Even when singing on a hip-hop inflected track, she sounds like old soul. And like Etta, Lila's sensibility spills over from R&B, blues, and hip-hop. She's collaborated with everyone from Kanye West to Pete Rock to rock, as her gospelized version of Foreigner's I Want to Know What Love Is demonstrated, gospel jazz, as her duet with Ray Charles on Compared to What, and even electronica, her guest vocal on Moby's Wait For Me album in 2009. In short, Lila James is this generation's embodiment of Etta James. And I'm going to tell you like this. Lila James brings plenty of old soul, her gritty gospel charged voice. That's by People Magazine. This lady can sing. There's a versatility and heft to James's vocals that you just don't hear with modern soul singers. That's by the Boston Globe. James has lost none of her mesmerizing talent, and that was said by Billboard. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour show welcome to the beautiful and talented Miss Lila James.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
That's
yourself. How are you? Lila, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're
great. I'm great, y'all. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, Lila, I want to say this. You're speaking with Miss Fabulous, the creator and one of the hosts of the I Got Something to Say show. When I told my executive producer, Mr. D. Slate, some of the people that was on my wish list to be interviewed on my show, and let me tell you, you were the top one.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Oh, that's so sweet.
Absolutely. I have been a fan for such a long time. I want to thank you for all that you have contributed to the music industry. Yes, yes,
thank
yes.
you.
Can we get a round of applause for this great queen that we got in the building tonight?
We
have to give her a proper round of applause, so let me take care of that.
Okay,
please.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Lila James, you are joined in the building. I'm, once again, Miss Fabulous, and you've already met my executive producer, Dee Slate. We also have, introduce yourself in the studio, gentlemen.
Well, I'm Elio.
Go ahead.
I'm speaking.
Hi, okay, this is Miss Minerva Kingbot. How you doing, Miss Letter?
All right. Well, we have PK, we also have LEL, and we have Miss Minerva Al in the building. I definitely want to say thank you, Leela. Happy belated birthday. I know you celebrated your birthday last month.
I didn't hear that part. I'm sorry.
Yes, okay. I was saying happy birthday to you. I know you celebrated your birthday last month.
Oh, yes, indeed. Thank you, Gemini.
Yeah. See, and only a real fan would know your birthday, right?
Yay. Only a real fan. There you go.
That's right. June 2nd, right?
No, but close.
Okay. June 2nd,
okay.
Right?
That's okay. That's all right. It's okay. They got a few days out there.
Yes, but I know it's June something because I'm a fan. So, ladies and gentlemen, definitely, we want to ask you a couple of questions. If you don't mind hanging out with us on the I Got Something to Say radio show, if you don't mind. I would like to start with one of our co-hosts first. L.E.O. is in the building.
Okay.
So I guess I'll start with my question now.
Yes, please.
Okay, my question for you is, being able to hear your music and what you do on a national standpoint, what does that do for you mentally and emotionally? How does it feel?
Well, you know, music is definitely therapeutic for me, and I enjoy making music for myself as well as for people to hear and listen to and feel. And so I just feel like it's definitely like a aphrodisiac, you know. And I don't do drugs, but that's a drug, you know, that has taken me there.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
I can respect that.
Okay. And also we have TK, one of my other co-hosts in the building. This is Miss Lisa.
How you doing,
James.
Yeah. I'm good. Thank you.
Yes. TK,
well,
what do you have for Lisa James?
Well, I have, like, maybe two questions. I just want to say, Franz, it's an honor to meet you. I love your work.
Thank you.
I just want to say that you're so welcome. A long time ago, I was working at a car rental lot, and we have people walk around and sell CDs that work with us. And so I heard your recording of A Change Gonna Come. And I'm like, where is this song coming from? I'm like, she sounds so good. So when I got home, I heard the rest of your CDs from my father's room, so little he did not know I took his CD, so I had to listen to it. I loved it ever since. My first question is, during your history with your starting of music, what was the turning point that said, hey, I just want to do this, this is going to be the final point, this is where I want to be in my life? And out of any song that you ever recorded, what is the one song that touched you the most?
I would say that's one of the songs that actually really, 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 you know, kind of it touches home because of what it really what it says. You know, it can apply to so many different things. And at that time when I recorded the record, I was going through a lot with label and just in the business in general and then, you know, life. And I just felt like, you know, no matter what you're going through, I was raised to know that this too shall pass and a change is going to come. So for me, it was an inspiration to put that back out there, not only for myself, but for, you know, the people, my people, and let them know, like, you know, everything is just is a phase and a season, you know. And change definitely will come, and it's just ironic because we were going through so much, and then guess what? We have a black president. So, you know, it's always ever evolving, and things will always continue to change. You're never gonna stay in the same place. So I think that song still touches home for me because you can apply it in so many areas into one's life.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And we also have our other co-host in the building, Mr. Al, Mr. Norfolk. What do you have for Ms. Lila James this evening?
Hi. I just want to say I love your work, and my question is basically picking a song like A Change Is Gonna Come. You know, it was hard to go behind the greats that have done that. But what do you want your legacy to be in this music thing?
Well, I definitely want to be recognized as one of the true, authentic, real soul singers of our generation this time. I want people to, you know, appreciate, you know, my attempt to, you know, stay true to what real R&B, rhythm and blues music is, and just being a real singer, and not a singer, but a singer.
Right. You know, you got to sing.
Right.
You can't just sing. You got to sing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you know, on the Associated Press, as well as, you know, Internet Findings, I want to share some statistics or some information about the label. I'm not really certain if you're still on that label. You can expound upon that once myself, as well as Dee Slate, makes our comments. But I see here as a modern stat, that is S-T-A-X, artist, that you're aligned with Angie Stone, Lila Hathaway, Isaac Hayes, Nagandi, Nikia Costa, and Tina Marie. Wow. I mean, that is just legendary in itself. And some of the major figures incorporate Donald Duck, Isaac Hayes, David Porter, Clive Davis, you know, major artists, Otis Redding, Sam and Dave, Carla Thomas, Rufus Thomas. I mean, these are major, major names that go out. So when you hear Lila James, you're going to automatically hear synonymous with top of the line, the best of the best. Also, I see that you're a recipient of the Soul Train Music Award, the NAACP Image Award, the Best New Artist Award. That was back some time ago. But your stint goes all the way back from 2005. And Lila, I do want to say this before I actually get into my remarks. I'm going to let our esteemed radio producer of this show, Mr. D. Slate, I'm going to let him integrate with some commentary, and then I'm going to impose my question. If you don't mind hanging out with us for a few more minutes.
All right.
Okay, Mr. D. Producer extraordinaire, what you have for Ms. Lila James?
Well, Lila, first of all, I want to say thank you so much for joining us on the I Got Something to Say show and the D. Ivo Show Radio Network. It was actually myself who reached out to you on Twitter, so I want to thank you so much for joining us. It's definitely a pleasure to have you on the show. I've always listened to your music. I love neo soul singers because you guys embody what real soul music is all about. So you got some incredible music, and it's definitely going to be our pleasure to keep playing your music on our show and our radio network.
Thank you.
Now, my question for you is, you know, you had so many comparisons. Everybody always compared you to Etta James, and, you know, they said that you embody the spirit of Etta James. And I want you to, you know, tell us a little bit about what you put into that with your new project, Loving You More in the Spirit of Etta James.
Well, basically, to sum up the project, it definitely is a tribute album to Etta James. We decided to do it because I felt like she was an artist that, during her lifetime of career in this music business, she didn't always, in my opinion, didn't seem like she got a lot of props and respect or acknowledgement. And then, of course, when she passed, everyone, you know, or it was, oh, Etta, but I just feel like a lot of times certain artists should just be giving their roses while they're here. Unfortunately, you know, she's another one that is not physically with us to receive a lot of the roses and smell them. But I think her soul and her spirit is still alive through her music. And I felt like I wanted to kind of keep her legacy out there and reintroduce the music to a new generation of listeners by re-recording some of her songs and releasing them, you know, today. By doing that, we basically went in and took the music and gave them a, you know, a whole fresh new sound. So a lot of the songs, even though they're her songs, you know, you won't recognize them as her songs because they have new production behind them, just a whole entire phase. So they're just more contemporary and updated for 2012 and so forth. And this way, again, we're keeping her out there, keeping her legacy alive and paying homage and recognizing to a legend that deserves that credit and respect and acknowledgement. Yes.
Absolutely. And I think you're doing a great job with that. Like I said, I've heard some of the music, and it sounds incredible.
Thank you.
My last question for you is, you know, when you look at, you know, we had Music Soul Child on the show with us on Thursday, and, you know, he talked about how important it is for us, you know, to keep supporting all the independent and up-and-coming artists and just giving them an opportunity to be heard, and because there's so many incredible artists out there that want to be in music. There's so many talented, you know, singers out there that want to be in music. So for all those individuals that have dreams, that are striving to be in music, that are trying to make it in this music business, what advice do you give them?
Well, I just definitely believe that you should stay true to what it is that you believe in and find your lane and just run your lane and your race, and don't try to run someone else's race or against someone else. Just do you. And learn as much about the business side of the music business as possible.
Absolutely.
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the notable, the awesome, one of my all-time favorites, Ms. Leela James, is on the line with us. If you have some questions for Ms. Leela James, please feel free at this time to dial 718-766-4553. That number, once again, is 718-766-4553. Ms. Leela James, I have a question for you as well. I fell in love, actually, I think CK mentioned it earlier. I was shopping in the grocery store, and, you know, you hear your typical elevator music playing, and they were playing one of your songs. It wasn't The Train's Gonna Come. I believe it was Death Proof. And I am a huge, huge fan of group, the rock group, no doubt. But I love your rendition a lot better. But this is in a very, very well-to-do type of grocery store, and they were playing your version of Don't Speak on the radio or on the loudspeaker PA. I was like, yo, who is that? So in the grocery store, you don't have a way to say, who is this, or can I get a copy, or what's the artist's name? So what I went to do, I researched it at one of the local record stores, and at that time, they were like, yeah, she's a popping, emerging artist, and so on and so forth, and you have definitely evolutionized since that point. I love your work. You've worked with great notables such as Tony Tony, Kanye West, the Fugees, Wyclef Jean. I mean, you've worked with a lot of people, Rocky out the group. The question I have for you, Ms. Leela James, is what next? I know that you're working on a tribute album to the late great Etta James. By any chance, are you going to have I Rather Go Blind on that album? Please say yes.
Yes, it's on the album.
Woo! I got the praise dance right going on right now. When I say that's my breakup song, I love that song. Yes. So what next? Do you see yourself by way of television, stage plays, writing, directing, producing? What next, Ms. Leela James? Because you've already conquered the world and the music genre. What next for Leela James?
Well, I'm going to continue just to make music. That's what I do, and that's what I love doing. So you can just definitely expect more music. I got another album out there to probably come out the top of the year full of original material of mine. So just expect more and more music.
Okay, and also I want to add this too. I am the creator of, you know, a natural type of movement called Miss Nappy Combs, Her Hair, Her Journey. And I want to just say, again, a natural sister, I love your hair, Leela James. I love
your hair. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And it is very, very arduous to be an entertainer, to be, you know, something aside of being an underground poet or underground artist or so on and so forth. How is your eclectic style of your hair being natural
how difficult, or if it was difficult, how was it challenging for you to break into the industry and just being Lila Jane with your hair, your style of dress, being Clint Tingle? How difficult was that for you?
I mean, that part in terms of the hair, that hasn't really been difficult. I think the biggest challenge, if anything, is just the fact that, you know, I'm a soul singer with soul, and I refuse to sell my soul for the sale of a record. And I think that's always been a challenge with anything, because this is it's a tricky business full of a lot of tricky people and tricky things, and I've never been one to get caught up in all of that. I believe in making music, but I don't believe in selling out and selling the soul. So I'm not gonna be butt naked on, you know, on the cover, nothing in my videos. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe you gotta be naked for all of that.
Okay.
You can get a little bit of skin, but you ain't finna get the whole doggone thing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Miss Lila, I just wonder who you could be talking about.
I mean, hey, the truth fits with that trap on.
Yeah. And Lila, I also want to say, and the report by you, because you have a very, very distinct voice, it's considered to be deep, rich, gritty. Those are the words that are associated when people hear your voice, such richness, and you can often compare it to Aretha Franklin, Chaka Khan, Tina Turner. Where are your roots? Where are you from? Are you from the deep south?
I'm from South Central LA. How about that? That's south for you.
Get out of here. How about
I'm
that?
From South Central
wow.
LA, and my family is out of the south. So, yeah, I'm all funked up in southern and west coast, all of the above.
Yes. And lastly, I want to ask you this. You know, being able to speak to one of my favorite phrased female artists is just like a dream come true. This is my last question. A lot of emerging artists or a lot of continuating artists who have made it oftentimes have to go abroad, international waters, in order to really, really make it. Do you see yourself doing some more? Because your record actually popped off in Sweden, the UK. Do you see yourself going overseas doing some work over there?
Oh, absolutely. I've already been overseas several times, and you know, I'll probably keep going overseas. I enjoy it. They enjoy the music and embrace it, so I don't have a problem being over there.
Absolutely. And I see your chart positions in France and the Netherlands and Sweden, I'm telling you, and they are high positions, so you're truly, truly one of my favorite and apparently the world's favorite as well. And I like just what you stated about you don't have to take your clothes off in order to get put on. Your vocal ability, your talent, it speaks for itself. So there you have it. For the listening audience, take heed to what Ms. Lila James stated. You don't have to be in the limelight showing all parts of your posterior. You don't have to be laying down in order to stay up. You don't have to take it all off in order to be on. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, of the Geek Hour Show. Once again, if you're interested in speaking with Ms. Lila James, you can tune in to 718-766-4553. Hey, Lila, we can play a couple of songs right now to take a music break. Are you able to hang out with us for a few more minutes?
Yeah, I got a few more minutes. It's kind of late.
Oh, okay.
On this
well, actually, yes, yes. Well, what we will do, we'll go ahead and allow you to do your closing remarks
yes.
If you're interested in doing that.
Okay.
Mr. Producer, what closing remarks do you have for the astounding Ms. Lila Jane?
Absolutely. Well, Lila,
definitely.
Yeah,
I
Lila, go
ahead.
I lost
y'all for a second.
Go ahead.
Oh.
Hello?
Yeah,
Lila,
I'm
go
still
ahead.
Here. We can hear you.
Okay,
yes,
there
ma'am.
You are. Okay, I hear y'all. I lost you for a minute.
We just lose you. No, ma'am. We love you, Lila James. But, yes, we want to say, yes, we want to say, do we have any callers on the line? Because I know a lot of people are excited when they learn that you were coming on the show.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
Let's see if we got one on the line real quick.
Okay, wonderful.
Area code 757-724. You're on the I Got Something to Say show with Lila James. What's your name? Where you calling from? Hello? Area code 757-724. You're on with Lila James on the I Got Something to Say show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Caller, are you there? Caller going once, caller going twice. Are you there? Are you there? It's the I Got Something to Say show. No?
Let's go to the next one.
Okay.
All right. Caller 252-335, you're on the I Got Something to Say show with Lila James. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yo, what up?
Yo, what's going on, bro? What's your name?
Yo, my name's Dimitri.
All right, bro. Well, thank you, Dimitri, for calling in. You got any questions for Ms. Lila James?
Yeah, you seen that video on YouTube of the six-year-old named Albert? He raps.
Have I seen the video?
Yeah, have you?
No.
Well, you need to look it up, because this little six-year-old in, like, this pool party, and, like, these 20 dudes, and, like, girls be standing around, and then they twerking on them. And, like, I don't think that's right, you know?
Well. Okay.
All right.
Oh, and also, white power, fuck you, bitch, bye.
Okay, well, I tell you what, meditation, yes, meditation works wonders, and we're going to pray for you, and we're going to pray for everybody.
You know the sad part.
Can I say something? Because I couldn't hear half of what was said, what that caller was trying to say. But you know what? There is a thing, you know, they have people, therapists out there.
Yes. Come on down, tell them.
You know,
come on
you know
down.
What? You know, the funny thing about it was, if he was trying to, if it was a brother, absolutely. It was a brother acting stupid, and because if he was trying to sound like a white guy, he did a horrible impression of him.
Do we all know what he even said? Do we even know what he was saying?
You know, I kind of blocked it out of my mind, Lila. I really did.
That's nonsense. That's all that was.
It was definitely a brother. Right, it was definitely a brother. Trying.
Well, you know what? That's the problem with, you know, crack babies. They become adults.
That's right.
Come on,
Lila.
That's right.
That's what happens when crack babies become adults, unfortunately.
Let me just say this.
If that was a brother that's perpetrating, trying to sound white, like you said, he didn't do a good job because he still sounds ignorant. And we need to do better. And let me say, not ignorant, but ignorant.
Come on now. I do want to say this as the creator of the I Got Something to Say show. If we're going to have people to call in like that and be ignorant or what have you, you know, even though school is out, we still have class. So whatever you were trying to do, the devil, you're a liar, and you need to move on. And we have people out here in the world who actually have purpose. So I'm not really sure if you found George yet, but you need to keep it moving. There's nothing to see here. It's the I Got Something to Say show, and we're here with the wonderful, beautiful, got it going on, Lila James. Yes, thank you so much. Yes. Beautiful, beautiful spirit, Lila James.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, Lila, first and foremost, I want to say thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show, and we're going to definitely keep on and continue to keep supporting you and your music because you are an absolutely incredible artist. And as far as we're concerned on the DIY Network, you are always welcome. You have a home here on the DIY Show Radio Network. You're always welcome on that network. We love your music, and definitely can't wait to talk to you again and have you on the show again.
Oh, well, I appreciate y'all having me, and I appreciate the support, and y'all keep doing y'all thing. Spread the word, the new album, July 31st, is coming out.
That's
y'all
right.
Can continue to follow me on Twitter and tell everyone else, too, except for the ignorance, but...
We're gonna leave out the crack babies. Well, you know everybody else.
We're gonna put them on some special butter.
That's your brain on drugs. That's why we say leave them drugs alone.
That's right.
Lila, can you tell the people one more time when your album is gonna be dropping? And
July 31st. That's right.
Yes.
Get it everywhere.
Yes.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it there first. the very awesome, beautiful, talented Leela James. Her album will be dropping July 31st. Enough was said. You don't even have to even contemplate. Go and get the album. Do not purchase bootleg. Purchase an album where you have a checkout line and get a receipt, ladies and gentlemen. You have to support the artists and their talent and their craft, so do it the correct way. It builds knowledge and it builds respect when you do it that way. So Leela James, from sister to sister, from natural sister to natural sister, I want to say that you're one of my all-time favorites, and I really, really think even more of you now. You have a lot of class and a lot of talent. And I just want to say I'm very honored and welcome and honored once again for you being on the show. You have a place here and you have a home on the I Got Something to Say show. And we hope that you will come back and be a part of us and continue to share your wonderful talent and gift.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I appreciate all love and support. Again, y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Keep real music out there, supporting real artists. And, you know, we're going to do things with this music. With everybody working together.
That's right, Leela. You have a blessed night, and we're going to continue to keep supporting you. Absolutely, you always have a home on the G-Hour Show Radio Network.
Oh, that's so sweet. I appreciate that. Well, y'all have a good evening. Take care. Get that record, July
31st. That's right.
Yes,
we're all over.
We'll be at the store.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Have a blessed night.
Thank you, Leela.
You too. Thank
Bye,
you.
Leela.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show, and we were very, very honored and privileged to have spoken with the very talented Leela James. I do want to say this while I'm on the air, along with my co-host and the producer, owner, operator of the I Got Something to Say show. We don't want to turn this into a ghetto fabulous radio station. We don't operate on that way. So whoever the caller was, we're not going to give you any time or thought or second afterthought about what you did. Maybe you're dealing with your own demons or your issues. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't want to get it to the point that we have to screen our callers before we allow you to go on the air. This is privilege and this is America. So, again, the devil is a liar. For you, you know exactly who you are. We're going to continue to pray for you, and you're not going to stop the show because, again, one monkey don't stop the show. You call National Geographic, they send you another one. No pun intended. That's how ignorant you are, but we're going to keep it moving. Yes, please play.
I want to say this for the fool that called in. First of all, everybody that calls in, we pretty much have their phone number. So my suggestion to you, because I got your number, unless you don't want a door-to-door ass-whooping, I suggest you get your act together. Get your act together, leave the crack alone, okay, and find something a little bit more productive to do, okay? And let me let you know something while you're out there doing dumb stuff like that. The new age of telephone, people know what your phone number is. So, really, I mean, I understand that crack is a real messed up drug, and you might be mixing it with meth as well. So let me just say this. Please leave the drugs alone. Do something a little bit more productive with your time, and don't call in to radio stations where people can see your number. I mean, people say there's no such thing as a dumbass individual, but I guess you just proved us wrong tonight.
We're not gonna waste any more time. Hey, boss, we're wasting any more time because see, that's how people get put on. They go on YouTube and they go on these different things, agree co-host, and then they make a huge name for the people who are actually working hard in the industry, who have true talent. We're the people who go unnoticed and go unhonored and go unappreciated. But, you know, people like that who are ignorant, we waste all the time and energy on them. So we're not entertaining.
But you know what was funny about it is that it was clear, everybody knew it was clearly a brother. And the fact that he was trying to sound white and still, that was just that's what made me laugh. I was like, was he really trying to act white? But it's okay, brother. It's all right. You know,
I have my master's in counseling. So if you ever need to call back, we can probably do a one-on-one session and no payment. You know, I got you.
The counseling show.
Yeah, right out. Yo, that's dope right there.
But you know what? But you know what, Miss Fab? You know what, PJ? We do have something for ignorance on the D-Hour show. We like to call it the D-Slap. So right now, sir, you get one of those. Actually, you get two of those.
There you go.
That's your slap. I like to slap. I like to slap the taste out of people's mouths. So that's yours for tonight.
There you go.
Definitely.
Well, we're
gonna
do, ladies and gentlemen.
Famous.
There you go. Hey. Say, who said that? Leo.
That's
Leo.
Yeah.
You get a gold star in the studio tonight. Don't even waste the time to make him famous. There you go.
Yeah.
But you know what? I can honestly say you had the right person because Leela James. She kept her composure. She was still very tasteful, and she was on point. So thank you, sir.
And what I like about it, she clowned his dumb ass, too. So I like that.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the D Hour Show Radio Network, and this is the I Got Something to Say radio show. What we're going to do at this time, we're going to take a radio break, and when we come back, we're going to be entertaining the questions of the evening. Ladies and gentlemen, how do you deal with long-distance relationships, and does age really matter in relationships? Is it okay for the woman to be X amount of years older, or is it okay for the man to be X amount of years older? Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show. We're on the line, or should we say we're in the studio with L-E-O, C-K, Al, Mr. Norfolk, and D. Slate, and I'm the hostess, Miss Fabulous. Yes, after our second musical break for the evening. Let's go.
Yes, we got a musical break. We got a D-Hour show, I Got Something to Say show, world premiere, Miss Leela James joint. I'm loving you more every day. And we got a little music soul child coming in after that, so it's time for the music break. Let's get it.
Got me where I can't see. Let me get this out the way so there ain't no complications later on for us. No, but I know things don't stay the same. People grow and seasons change, but when it comes to love, don't you feel like you ever gotta worry about my feelings changing for you over time? 'Cause when I against us, you won't have to question. The answer is yes. When two or three years from now, you start having some doubts about if this love will last, the answer is yes. I'll still think you're beautiful, 'cause I'm more attracted to what's inside of you. You don't have to guess. The answer is yes. 'Cause I love you. All I care about is your happiness. But the answer is yes. People just don't stick around, build you up and let you down. But I'm not one of those. Now I understand that you've been burned. The honesty is what you deserve.
Ladies and gentlemen, the question for the evening, actually I have two questions. And
then after the two questions, we're going to weigh in back on the reported news about Usher's stepson. Hopefully we can get some clarity and some clarification. But one thing for certain, we have to have our prayers to continue. Correct? Agree?
Agree.
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to talk about the first two questions. One is a personal question that kind of stemmed from a conversation early on today. Ladies and gentlemen, how important is age? Or what is the importance in age difference in relationships? Now, i.e., for example, is it okay once a man has reached adulthood, and what is the comfortable age, 10 years difference, 20 years difference, 30 years difference? Is there a difference? Now, can you do that in the female retrospect, meaning that if the female is 21, is it okay for her to date someone, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60, or should I say 20 years, 30 years, or 40 years her senior? Let's start with you, Elio. Do you have an opinion about this topic?
Oh, yeah. In reference to maybe 21 to 30 as a female to and vice versa, I think it really depends on the maturity level, because sometimes it takes a little longer for a male to mature, just as a reference to a female. But now if you're talking 40, twice your age, it's a little bit creepy, because you got to look at it in an aspect of his adult age. This individual was a child at once, and it's you got to let that individual develop and live her life. I don't think those two on those two different ages are compatible for one another after a certain amount of time. It doesn't mix. Now, 8 to 10 years, it's somewhat okay once you hit that adult mark. And that's just my personal opinion on it.
Okay, and see, that's just it. If you're both adults, you know, like they say, if one is big and one is small, when you lay down, you're pretty much the same size. Now, after 21 or 18 or whatever, for women, 18 is classified as an adult. I don't know, for men, it's older. You know, you can go fight the war, but you can't even buy a beer. So that's just my soapbox. But, you know, 21 is pretty much the classical age. And, you know, experts state that even at 21, 35, 45, the average male does not actually grow up. Guess what the magical age is? And drum roll, please, 46 years of age. That's why they say, you know, people start purchasing, you know, these flashy cars and, you know, kind of do like a transition because they're finally embracing adulthood. So I want to put myself out there before we go to the next person to comment on the subject matter. I was 17 years of age, and guess my boyfriend, let me go back, my stick girl was like 37. So she was 20 years my senior, right? And the guy I was dating, I was 17, he was 38. Yeah, don't all talk at one time.
How did that work for you?
How did that work for me? It was great because I had the level of maturity. Of course, you know, I never told my mother, his real age, because he looked younger and he acted younger. Hey, so-and-so, did you forget to pay your light bill? Did you forget to pay your water bill? You know, I'm telling him to do these things, and I'm 17, and you're forgetting or negating to assume your responsibility. So that showed me what not to pick, okay?
I got another question for you, too.
Certainly.
All right,
go ahead, Elliot.
Go ahead. No, my follow-up, I just wanted to get that answer out and get your perspective on that. But now let me ask you this. You said that it worked for you and it was cool, did it last? And are you still with this person? So, and if it didn't work, why didn't it work?
Well, absolutely. It did not work, and I did a total reverse. I started dating younger guys, you know, because I looked so much younger than my age. So I started after that experience, I started dating younger guys and then guys more kind of fitting around my own age. But, you know, that was an experience. you know, in terms of life experiences, different music choice and genre, different era conversation. I had no problem. Even at 17, my mindset was always older because my mom is 34 years older than me. My grandmother was 50-something years older than me, so I always had that older influence. But to my peers, I was classified as she acts very immature for her age because I went out there doing what they were doing. I was doing my stuff undercoverly. You understand? So, you know, fathers and mothers and parents in general, your teens, get into those bedrooms, get into those social networking sites and actually see what your child is doing,
hey,
what your teenager
just,
is doing.
Let me just weigh in on this thing right here.
Go ahead, Mr. Northwood.
Tend to get you 20, but in my house, it'll get you shot. You know what I mean? I got a 20-year-old daughter. Hey, we don't play those games. She probably listening right now. Hey, bring an old head home if you want to. Me and him gonna have it out.
Okay, but let's classify old head. Let's establish that. What is classified as the old head? She's 20, Al. She's
20. If he 30, we got a problem.
So you say 10 years is too old for your baby girl.
For my baby girl,
age?
I can't.
Right. What would be
I
a comfortable
speak
age?
For nobody, I can't speak for nobody else's baby girl, but for my baby girl, yeah, 10 years is too much. When you get to the five-year range, if you're like 25, you know, my daughter's a little mature for her age, but if when you get to like 25, he needs to come see me, and I need to see where his head at. I mean, I can't put an age limit on her love, you know, because she's a very mature lady. But as far as I'm concerned, when you go in 5 and 10 years and 7 years into maturity, you know, that's too much of an age difference. I know women mature a little faster than men, but that's too much of an age difference. And that's just my opinion. That, you know, that's not my daughter's opinion. That's not my wife's opinion. You know, they say love comes whenever you want it or at whatever age it comes at. But if I got something to say about it, oh, it's gonna be a problem. That's just the man who raised the 20-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, this is my school of thought. Before we entertain the next person, this is my school of thought. Is it okay for an 18-year-old male to date a 30-something-year-old woman and not be, you know, haggled and her to be like, she's considered a cougar, okay? But
yeah.
Why is it such an issue in reverse? Why is it that if an 18-year-old woman, young lady, you know, has the maturity level, she's in her first year of college or chose military or just some other aspect of her life, she's out of her parents' house or maybe in her parents' house. So what you're saying is that it's gender that plays a role in this thing. Anybody want to weigh on?
Not a mile.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so at all. It's not. I don't think it's about gender. I morally, I don't think it's right. 30 years old, you already you had your early on experiences, and your mind is already in that mature state where you already went through those phases. I think out of respect, you should at least allow that individual to experience the same things you experienced before you engaged in. So I don't think that age difference it's a bit too much. I think you're taking advantage at that time, being that
right.
Older spouse, male or female.
I couldn't even agree with you more. You know, we are older for a reason because we lived through those life experiences. And what we're here to do is to make sure that they don't go down that same road. So, I mean, that's a bit too old, regardless,
right.
Man or woman.
Okay. All right. This is going to be my last school of thought on this. And, CK, I would like for you to weigh in on this if you have an opinion about it. But also, you know, throughout the neighborhood, back in the day or even more currently, you know, girls are looking more and more mature today. I'm not really sure what's attributed to that. You know, is it our knowledge base? Is it technology? Is it the fast food in which we eat that's packing on pounds in different areas for these girls? So when you look at them, you know, they may look 25, 30, but when they open their mouth, they'd be like, yeah, she is 16. So there was a situation as into where
the young lady was 16 or 17 years of age, and she was using her older sister's identification, going out to the club, whatever the case may be. That's faulty, number one, okay? Number two, this relationship extended on for long periods of time. She ended up moving in and getting an apartment with this guy. That's situation number two to address. Situation number three is that no one really looked into this, so she ended up having baby number one at 18, baby number two, I think, at 18 or 19, three kids by the time she was 20 years of age, and guess how old this guy is actually? 50-something years old. So when she was 16 or 17, he was in his late 40s. Now that she's 20, he's 50-something. So he's like 30-something years her senior. Weigh in on the discussion. Weigh in on the discussion.
No
charges were filed. Right. No charge. Let me add this caveat. No charges were filed. The young lady was pretty much defending for herself, and it was more or less like an arrangement. But she got pregnant once, twice, three times a lady, and decided that she wanted to live this type of life, and she really, really loved him, and they're married. And there's 30-something years difference between them. What could they possibly talk about over a cup of coffee? Somebody please weigh in on this, because I don't understand.
I
just want to say that, you know, based on individuality, everybody's going to like who they like and what they like, and age doesn't always play a part. But personally, she was, I just want to know what world was mom and dad in the situation of that. Her sneaking off, going out.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe it. I'm like shocked, like, wow, you know. By the time she's 20 years, she has three children already, and he's in his 50s. I mean,
she was robbed of her childhood.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's right. Yeah, I would have to agree with that. Go ahead, continue on. I'm sorry, CK.
I mean, what does she have to look forward to with another? If she chooses to go on with another man, what is she going to have to look forward to as having a life with a man that she actually going to want to lay down and say, hey, this is the life I want to share with you? You done already had the kids. You done lived it up. I mean,
well, what's going to happen is she's going to go into her second childhood. And when she get 30, she's going to start hitting the clubs, and it's not going to work out for her. She's going to be out here with half her back hanging out, looking like one of them, you bogus pictures on Facebook.
Right.
Exactly. Going through life and she's missing something.
Exactly. But listen, have we ever even considered to explore the fact, who's to say that this was his only set of children who are actually young enough to be his grandchildren, right? So if he has any adult children with another union or a previous relationship, this 20-something-year-old girl is somebody's mama, stepmother. Think about that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just think it's overtly gross in that situation. If you're 18 years of age, or it's 19, 20, and you're in college, or whatever the case may be, you know, and like Al, I have to agree with him, too. There is a male influence in the home, or just a parental influence. Somebody needs to be asking some questions, or it's going to be some furniture moving. I promise you. It has to be some kind of people play on the week. They play on the week, so this young lady had no one, and this guy stepped in and played the role of what? Let's address it. As father, as lover, as overtly sick as it sounds, but that's what happened.
Well, it
you
probably
know what I mean?
started out as a pimping situation. Well, I mean,
yes.
And if y'all don't know, pimping is still prevalent. I had the privilege to talk to a pimp this week, and I was like, wow. He was like, pimping is still prevalent. It's not a game. He still takes honey and goes to D.C. and gives them nothing and tells them, hey, look, I kept you secure. So pimping is still prevalent. So that's probably how it started.
Wow.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are approaching the last 30 minutes. I want to throw out another question before we actually get into another musical break. The second question for the evening is, actually, I'm going to turn it around what my initial question was about long-distance relationships. I'm going to actually throw this question out, and hopefully we'll have an educated, very mind-sounding, who knows how to control themselves, caller. I'm almost afraid to even state, but,
right.
You know, and I digress. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what I want to say. Being married to someone who is in a organization, for example, a historically black Greek organization, doesn't have to necessarily be an HBCU or one of the Divine Nine members of a Greek letter organization, a member of a fraternal order or secret society, a member, someone who is married to the military, someone being married to a ranking officer of the military. Okay, so either one of the spouses, it can be the husband or the wife, that are not a part of these organizations, but your spouse is. I want someone to weigh in. First of all, do we have any military personnel in the studio right now? All right? Do we have anybody who are governing members of a black Greek leather organization? I got tongue-tied. A black leather Greek organization.
Right.
Okay, do we have any Greek in the building? Let me rephrase my statement. Any Greek in the building? Okay, what are we representing?
Phi Beta Sigma.
Of course, the best organization fraternity in the world. All right, and that would be my brother. I am a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Incorporated. And I definitely want to say rest in peace to one of the Virginia senators, Senator Yvonne Miller, who passed away on July 3rd, and she would have been celebrating her 78th birthday on July 4th. She was one of the first African-American to take the seat of governorship, and should I say, I do apologize, not governorship, but as senatorship. And she did a lot for the community. So I definitely want to say rest in peace to the late, great Senator Yvonne Miller. Okay, do we have any members of secret society, as they state, Masonic Order, any of that? Okay, well, I'm a member of the Fraternal Order of Eastern Star. I have been traveling for 14 years. This is what I want to say. Maybe this will probably be a question, and I probably have to throw in the other question of long-distance relationships if that's relevant to anybody that's in the studio. What are your thoughts of dating or married to someone who is not a member of your organization or a organization? How is that like, being able to explain meetings and unions and events and things of that nature? Al, you want to weigh in on that?
Well,
or even long-distance relationships prior to marriage?
Yes. Here's the thing. With anything, your family should always be a priority, because that's
Bam.
Who you pledge your life to in front of God and every witness that you've had at your wedding. So you always want your family to be your number one priority. Now, you have to in your household, you have to make some things transparent. And there has to be a level of understanding. If you don't have that level of understanding, then your marriage is going to fail. So with that being said, you have to have that. There's no other way to get around that. I mean, there are going to be some trying times, but you have to have that level of understanding. And it's funny that you made this question, because there are listeners out there right now that are having this problem with long distance relationships, or their spouse is traveling or whatever, and what they need to do is just, you know, openly communicate with each other to the extent that they can, and make it transparent in the household, and they'll flourish that way.
Right. And I want to just jump in here real quick, like Double Dutch, my turn, not no higher.
I want to say that I have a coworker who's been dating long distance for years. I want to say at least 25 years plus, and it works for them because they're two working professionals. They're of mature age, should I say. When they get together, they're able to enjoy each other's company. She lives in Virginia, and I believe that other person lives somewhere in Wyoming maybe. So that's a great, great distance between the two of them. However, it works. So you have to have, one, that faith. You know, two, you have to have that strong bondship to understand, okay, I can't physically see you. Skype is not working tonight. When the lights go out, I can't touch you. You know, so somebody weigh in on that. I mean, if it never happened to you specifically, if you know of people that this arrangement has worked, the advantages, the disadvantages, let's hear from CK. You have any thoughts on this?
My thoughts about long-distance relationships, I mean, I think anything can work if you actually put effort into it. I personally wouldn't invest in long-distance relationships because we both on both ends have needs as well as wants. I was reading on Facebook yesterday, I don't normally read anything by Zane, nothing against Zane, but if someone wrote Zane, he was saying that he lost his girlfriend because of his infidelity. See, he's an islander, and his girlfriend, she lives in the States, and she comes to see him whenever she can. And during that separation, he had one child on her. She forgave him and accepted that child. Then, again, he turned around, had another child, and she took that child in and forgave him still for it. So he went out. Guess what he did? He had a third child. So after the third child, she said no more. She had enough. She was done with it. It was over. She couldn't deal with it anymore. So he was trying to call her, trying to get into. So Zane responded like, you know, you messed it up. You did, like, and everybody was saying that you couldn't even wrap it up. You couldn't keep it together. So I'm like, you're in a long distance relationship. How come you couldn't make the attempt to go see her? You really love this woman. You protesting your love about how you feel for her. Why didn't you go make the effort to go see her? Spend time with her. She made the effort to come see you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the balances between the whole long distance. You gotta have trust. You gotta have communication. You gotta have honesty in any relationship. So being away from someone, you really don't have. You got to put a lot more work into it than actually having the person directly in your face. And that's just my view on that.
Okay, so basically that's a deal breaker, regardless if we're talking about long distance relationships, if we're talking about spouses or couples with one or the other being a part of an organization, an elite club, or an arrangement in terms of membership, and the other person is not a member. The deal breaker, as Al has indicated, just to piggyback on what you all were stating, that your love should be first and you should be married before God, before any organization. It's always God, family, and then the organization in that order. And then what you're stating, CK, if I'm hearing you correctly, is that for a long-distance relationship, maybe in that particular situation it didn't work because of the infidelity aspect. But if it's two mature adults and your job or a situation may take you apart from one another, it doesn't necessarily have to be employment. It can be incarceration. It can be, what's in a residency, or it can be just becoming a citizen. All these things may go into play. But love is love at the end of the day, and you, meaning you as a couple, have to be able to work it out. Not your friends, not your family, but you have to decide, this is what we want to do and this is where we want to be. It's not for everybody, okay? So I can totally agree with that in all aspects. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show. While I say this has been an eventful night, we still got a little bit more time to hang out. We have 24 minutes still on the I Got Something to Say radio show clock. It is the ninth day in this wonderful, fabulous 7th month of 2012.
we've just overcame the 4th of July. I want to go back to a statement in the news, industry news that I read earlier, and we're just briefly going to touch on this, and maybe, I don't know, girl, but I think he's lurking in the studio. He may have something to say real quick on one of the topics. I'm not really sure. He got his hand up. But as it relates to Usher, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in to the I Got Something to Say show, I gave some information in regards to Usher's stepson, 11-year-old stepson, little sweet Kyle, how he's in critical condition based on his accident that occurred over the weekend. Let's start with you, CK. What are your thoughts and your prayers as it relates to this tragic event?
I'm praying for the situation to get better. That any situation, a child, stepchild, that was my concern. I was like, wow. I'm glad that they put their custody battle issues to the side. I mean, leave that in the courtroom. This is a very, very big concern. I give Usher props for even getting a jet so that Tamika can get out there to her child. So, I mean, when all said and done, this is a life, and taking, I would say, life brings us together, and life leaving makes us come together as well. So, I'm glad that they can be mature about the situation and be focused. I just hope that he can get well and be back on his feet again.
Absolutely. What you got to say, Mr. Norfolk? A comment or a statement as it relates to the incident for Usher's young son, stepson?
Well, I mean, you know, in a time like this, you just really got to bring it in and come together and just, you know, make it all about the family. I mean, you know it's pretty serious when he had to get airlifted. So basically you just want to just be there for the family and just do what they got to do, man, just make it happen. Like I said, you know, if it was my family, I would want prayers to go up. Prayers are definitely going up from this end, and I just hope things work out for them.
Absolutely. And see, you know, at the end of the day, our pants or our skirts go on the same way. Our heart, it beats a flesh and not of stone. It doesn't matter how much money you have when it comes down to children, when it comes down to families, when it comes down to situations. It doesn't matter if you're Democratic, Independent, Republican, white, black, blind, or crazy. We have to band together because this is a child, and this is a child that is fighting for his life right now. What are your thoughts, Elio?
This really struck me in a weird way. Being on life support for a week and a half, and getting a phone call this afternoon from my girlfriend telling me that my daughter ran in the middle of the street and almost got hit by a van, but didn't.
Jesus.
I can't possibly imagine how Usher feels in this situation because his kid actually got hit. His kid actually was in critical condition. I cannot imagine how he feels. And how I felt today, this afternoon, oh, I wanted to snap. My heart dropped. You know, something detrimental could have happened to my daughter. Now, if something did happen to his son, I my heart goes out to him and his ex-wife and the families of their child, and I wish him the best in that. But I can't imagine how he feels. But I can imagine what he would probably do in the future. I pray that his son does make it out and just take this as a learning experience. You know, that's what you really have to do, just take it as a learning experience and move forward. You know, and you have to. It's life. It's harsh. It's a harsh statement. It's a real harsh statement. And it's something that I had to deal with. You know, I can't imagine how my parents felt seeing me on that hospital bed. And I can't imagine how it would feel if my daughter was in critical condition. So my heart definitely goes out to him and his family.
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
It is 20 minutes before the midnight hour, Eastern Standard Time. It is July 9th, 2012. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show, and I'm the hostess with the mostest, Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice. We got Mr. Al, a.k.a. Mr. Norfolk, in the building. We have L.E.O. in the building. We have C.K. in the building. And our executive producer, hey, boss, are you still on the line? What's your comments as it relates to this horrific incident that occurred dealing with Usher and his wife, ex-wife, should I say?
Well, I just want to say this. I don't have a whole lot to say about the situation. Like I said earlier, it's a terrible situation, and definitely prayers go out to the family. And I really truly do pray that the miracle was going to happen for them soon. And I say the miracle, and those that know what I'm talking about know what I mean. But I truly do pray that the miracle is going to happen for them, and that their son's going to come out of it. The only comment I have to say is that parents need to spend more quality time with their kids. Kids need to spend more quality time with their parents. I'm gonna tell you like this: quality time with your loved ones like that is truly precious, and you never know when anything is going to happen. So you need to start spending quality time with them right now.
Preach. And, you know, it's ironic that you said that, D-Slate, because, you know, today, every day I always bring a rare occurrence or observation. And today is July 9th, and today is Air Condition Appreciation Day. Now, myself and L.E.O., when you say air condition, this is synonymous with suffering for us. All right, we'll come back to that. Today is also Sugar Cookie Day, which is one of my favorite. Lips to the hips and hips to the lips. And also, this is Intern Appreciation Day, and this goes back to what D. Slate was just talking about family bonding and unification. Today is Recreation Day. Isn't that something? Recreation Day. Yes, so being able to spend time while the kids are on vacation from school and being able to get together. July is also in observance. You know how you heard the coin turn Christmas in July? Well, that was pretty much a hemispherical type of statement where people throw parties and they mimic Christmas celebrations, bringing in the atmosphere of Christmas and warmer temperatures. Most parties include Santa Claus or, you know, sometimes with July falling in winter. Also, Christmas in July events sometimes have a winter-type theme. This may be standard Christmas-style celebrations, and this is really, really popular with what demographic? Could anybody possibly tell me what demographic would be more synonymous with celebrating Christmas in the summertime? Don't all raise your hand at once. You ready? One of the largest military bases in Norfolk, Virginia, the military. Because a lot of times the military installations, they're in and out. They're on 6-month deployments or 7-month cruises or 9-month cruises. So they're in and out, and they're not able to set aside to say, hey, I'm here for Christmas. So they may be on shore duty for, you know, the months and then off. You know, if you're a soldier or you're in the Marines or whatever the case may be, the 5 branches of government, you know, it may take you away as we stay at long-distance relationships. It's also encompassing of being a member of a society. You know, you got the chief's organization and your upper echelons for the military personnel. You know, that's all incorporated. And then being able to celebrate Recreation Day, because the military takes you away from being with your family and different assignments, working for the government. You know, so all those things are all incorporated because we are living this one thing in common. And guess what that is? This is life. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be taking our last musical break for the evening. We are here on the I Got Something to Say radio show, and when we come back, we will be filling in our closing remarks and weighing in on one last topic of discussion. Take us out, executive producer, D. Slate.
Yeah, it's a music break. We got some K. Michelle and some Rashad Morgan right here on the I Got Something to Say show. Let's get it.
If you were hurt like I was before, Aquafina, see, ain't got nothing on my baby. Ooh, you belong on TV, girl. You're naturally amazing.
Don't change.
Chilling.
Yeah, don't be trying to act different to be on the radio and stuff, because I remember when you used to eat M&M's off the floor, boy.
Rephrase that, please. That's L-E-O.
That's what I said. That's what I said. You know, I'm making it go boom, boom, boom. What's going on, CK Perfume? What's up, Kenny Hannah, CK? What's up?
I'm good. How about you? I mean, it's CK. He just let you know.
That's what I said. Kitty litter. Skiing with a cat. And then litter. I get the best out of it. What's up, Slate D? What's up, Bill?
I just want to say that Jugs is a mother. I just want to make sure everybody knows Drugs is a mother. GB, what's going on with you there, brother?
I'm about to get me, I'm standing around at the 11-7, and I'm about to get me two tall cans of whoop ass, because I'm going to be beep, 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 and I'm going to be beep, 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 and then beep, 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 messing with my people like that, because that gets real Armstrong.
I see you a little passionate about what's going on. I'm gonna have to call you Dolby Stereo because you like a loudspeaker. But I think that you're real passionate about what's going on. I can appreciate your passion and your dedication. We didn't let it bother us. You know, it was funny. You know, about what the brother. You know, what the brother was trying to do. He was trying to get his 15 minutes, and it's all good. We got his number anyway, so we're gonna make some door to door ass whoopings. So you ain't got to worry about all that.
Well, when you said ass, that's when I came on the show, because they call me GB. That's that for girl butt. But tonight it's going to be standing for get that buddy. Because everybody's going to be talking to my big sister, and she's trying to do the dizzle on the show, and it's the ass. I could have put my finger on my eye right now. It's the eye.
Well,
I start to say so. What?
GB, I just want to tell you before you get up out of here, because we got like a minute or so. You might not want to tell everybody what GB stands for. Just go by GB. That's all I'll tell you. Just go by GB.
Yeah.
You ain't got to tell everybody what it stands for. Trust me. I don't think the brothers out there want to know what it stands for.
Well, all right, then. All right, it was good talking to you, Slate Dog, and Elio, and Kid Little, and L, Mr. Suffer. It was nice talking to y'all. And my boo.
Drunk is a mother.
I got some rocks for you to kick.
All right, man. I'm going to be back next week. I'm going to holler. I'm going to yell, scream, one arm. What y'all be saying? I'm going to holler. All right, JB, boo. We got to get ready to get out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my brother, GB. He's always stopping in and trying to show some support. He get a little passionate up sometimes. It's okay. But, ladies and gentlemen, before we actually get out the show, or should I say, get off the air. Closing remarks, starting with you, L-E-O, and not alien, it's L-E-O.
Oh, definitely. Once again, I enjoy being on the show. Definitely a big jump. We're moving progressively. Definitely live every day optimistically. Just stay tuned for the further shows, and we'll stay in touch, y'all.
All right, CK, what's your closing remarks?
Peace and love, everybody. I enjoyed the show tonight, as well as our panel of wonderful people, our executive producer, B-Slay, Mr. Al, I got L-E-O, especially you, the hostess with the mostest, Miss Fabulous. I love y'all. Y'all are magnificent, and I look forward to another show next week. Great.
All right, and the big boss man, Mr. B-Slay, what you got for us?
Well, I just want to say another great show tonight. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. As the CEO and program director of the D'Arva Show Radio Network, all those individuals out there that like to have your music played on our show, you like to be, if you're a poet and you like to do some poetry on our show, please contact us at thehourshow@gmail.com. You can also look us up on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, and YouTube. Just search the keywords The Hour Show, as well as just keep tuning into the The Hour Show Radio Network every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on the show. We got great shows for you guys in the coming months. So definitely keep tuning in. We enjoy you guys all the time.
All right, and I want to say to the The Hour Show Radio Network, and in particularly tonight on the I Got Something to Say Radio Show Network, Dee Slate, thank you for being such an awesome, awesome producer and radio programmer. You're terrific. Al, welcome to the family. We look forward to having more shows and fun and radio remotes and things of that nature with you. CK,
hey,
yeah. Love your energy. Love your energy. Thank you so much. And LEO, stepping it up, and I appreciate that, and we love you so, so very much. And I am
no
the
problem.
Hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, Miss Fabulous. I will be in Virginia Beach, Virginia tomorrow hosting the very wonderful open mic, not your average mic, but lyrically spoken live music being played by the old band. So if you're in the Norfolk, the Maryland, the Hampton Roads area, D.C. area, definitely come on out to Montego Caribbean, one of the best cuisines hands down. And definitely you can check out a lot of sites that are happening around your town. You can check out the Hour Show Network on Facebook, Reverb Nation, tweet us. Whatever you want to do if you're an emerging artist, this is the hottest, hottest radio show network that's going right now. We have some upcoming surprises. We're going to be having some things to travel to other states. Hopefully be having the show in Boston, Massachusetts, my hometown. So we're doing
right.
some big things. Also, we're connecting with the American Heart Association as well as making strides for breast cancer. Hopefully we'll be doing some remotes probably on the East Coast, West Coast, and in Virginia with myself and Mr. Norfolk. So definitely, ladies and gentlemen, take care, be safe, stay cool, and we will see you back here on next Monday. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. Salute and good night.
Yes. Good night.
Good night,
everybody.
It's the I Got Something to Say show. If you really got something to say, if you really got something to say, if you really got something to say, throw your hands up, right side to side. If you really got something to say, throw your hands up, right side to side. If you really got something to say, 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 if you really got something to say.